It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone today, I have Leanne Saldivar. She's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Salt Lake. And also in studio, I have Olivia Dunning Rodriguez. She's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. They're just about ready to get back in business. We're going to talk. We have a new building. We have things that are starting to fall into place. And we're also accepting registrations right now. So we're going to talk all of those things in this interview. Leanne, Olivia, thank you so much for taking out the time and joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Dave.
Well, we try. We try and get you in here as much as we possibly can. Leanne, let's kind of start with you. Now, the Boys and Girls Club does have a new home, correct?
We do indeed. We're very excited to have found a location that we think will work very well for our kids. It's centrally located, and it's a newer building, a little bit smaller, but much more functional than the space we were previously in, and we're real excited to get moved in and rolling.
And we were speaking just a little off the air about the fact that, you know, you thought this was going to be a longer process than it actually was, right?
Sure. We had a pretty short turnaround in our notice that we needed to leave our previous building at the old senior center. And because we were staying there rent-free, thanks to the county, we had some big decisions to make about whether we could afford to rent or lease or purchase another location, and had to go on a quick property search. And we just got really lucky and found a great spot and got some very generous folks in the community to help us put some funds together to help us get into that property.
So kind of stepped up and got the building and got the ball rolling, so to speak. So now the building itself, you were saying, you've still got a few things that need to be done right to it before you guys can start having the club there once again.
Sure. We've got to get all of our stuff out of storage and get set up. We've got some inspections and things to do to make sure that we're as safe as we can be and that we're set up to serve kids in that location, and just a few little nuts and bolts to hammer out before we can let kids in the door.
Now, are you looking? Have you circled any time frame or anything like that as far as when the club may be back up and running?
We're really shooting for a late September reopening, and Olivia, I know, has started reaching out to schools and parents and our kids and started getting them ready to get back in business, but we haven't quite settled on a date yet.
Okay, so you're looking sometime late September, early October for the club to be back up and functioning again and willing to take those kids and give them something to do in the afternoons. And that's the great thing about the Boys and Girls Club, really. Is there, you know, something that sticks out to you as far as the Boys and Girls Club and what it does for the youth or anything like that?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, we're here to change kids' direction. We're here to change their lives. Our goal is to get kids in membership and keep them with us all the way through high school so they graduate on time, with a plan for what they're going to do after high school, and make sure along the way they are making good choices. They have the support they need in school. They're making healthy choices about nutrition and wellness and getting involved with risky enterprises, drugs and alcohol, and, you know, teen pregnancy prevention. That's all part of the equation. And then just building good character and creating opportunities for kids to give back to their community and teaching them to sort of be good little citizens.
And Olivia agrees with every word you're saying. She's
yes.
Shaking her head over here. So now we're going to bring in Olivia Dudding Rodriguez. She is the director of the club here in Price. We're going to talk about some of the programs that they offer and they're going to offer, and then ways that people can register and get signed up right now for this. Olivia?
Absolutely. So hopefully in the very near future, we are going to be back up and running and doing all the things that we've done before. We offer a lot of risk prevention programming, in addition to academic support, programs around good character and leadership and healthy habit development. So all of those things will be back in swing. And even more than these great programs that I think we offer, I think we answer a need in the community, and especially this year. It's been a rough year. and the relationships that we can provide go a long way when working through tough stuff.
Gives those kiddos some place to go that's not stuck at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all could use a space like that this year.
Maybe you should just raise the age that the Boys and Girls Club accepts, because I think maybe more people need to get out too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if this feels like, for those listening, something that you are ready to have your kids participate in or participate again, we are currently registering spots for when our program does open. And the best way to get one of those spots is to stop by our new location. And the address is 60 East 100 North. We're right across the street from Sodalicious, which is, I'm sure, something the teens will be very excited about. But stop by between noon and 6, and we'd be happy to get you a registration form, or send us an email. I'm happy to respond over email. Phone's a little tricky right now as we're setting up some new things. But my email address is odudding@gslclubs.org, gslclubs.org for Greater Salt Lake.
And go ahead and start doing that now, because you know what? It's before you know it, the club's going to be up and running.
Absolutely. And to be honest, we've got only a certain amount of spots because of COVID. We want to make things as safe as possible.
And you were saying when we were talking about it that you'll still, you know, all the safety measures and things like that will be in place when the club gets up and running. You're going to do temperature checks and all of that, correct?
Yep. We'll have required masks, temperature checks, and hand washing built into our schedule just to make sure everybody's as safe as they can be.
So it is all going to be there. Looking forward to the Boys and Girls Club to reopen, hopefully sometime the end of September, 1st of October. And you can register now if you would like to get on down there to the Boys and Girls Club to take care of that. Leanne, Olivia, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.